podcast with Amanda Shandy and Colleen. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Welcome to the show, everybody. This is season 5, episode 41, episode 221. How's it going? Sure.
Good.
Well, it looks like we have a new name to add to the beginning. Somebody else that's saying hi. Amanda.
We do. Miss Eden is in the studio with us right now. Yay. I was hoping she would be fed and sleeping.
Hi, she just said hi.
I had other plans.
Okay, I spent how many episodes of season 3 with Alex on my boob? We're good.
It's true. She's just following in the grand tradition. Yeah. Isn't that right?
So, how is it going? You have to tell us all about it. Yay! Okay,
well,
go.
We're pretty darn tired. We're on no kind of schedule at all.
You look fantastic for somebody who's tired. Like, you look beautiful right now. Amanda Thanks. Has this, like, motherly yep. glow, everybody. Like, you look absolutely stunning.
Thanks.
You're
Thanks.
Welcome. I mean,
my mom said the same thing. I was like, I'm not wearing any makeup or anything.
Every picture you post on Insta or whatever, like, you look beautiful.
Oh, Happy thank you. Thank well. You. Yeah, no, I'm... Physically, my body is bouncing back a lot better than I thought it would.
Yay!
Mentally, it's still, you know, stone soup up there.
Yeah. So, okay, let's start from the beginning. And just to let everybody know, we are actually going to have a bit of a different show for you tonight. We're going to record a little bit shorter because it's actually Monday night. I am Monday the 3rd. I'm going to New Orleans for my cousin's wedding. I'm fully vaccinated, so 3 out of 3 broads are now vaccinated.
Yes.
Woo! Snap, 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 snaps. Actually, one could say 4 out of 4 yeah. broads are vaccinated yeah. on this call.
Study show.
So yeah, I'm headed there actually. So we're recording on Monday instead of Tuesday. So this episode is going to be a little weird just for everybody's schedule's sake. So anyway, Amanda, tell us all about the arrival of Miss Eden, who arrived. We haven't recorded in a month, and she arrived right on time, one would say.
Yeah. Seriously. She arrived. So I, Sunday the 11th, went to bed, just a normal night. Got up to go to the bathroom my normal amount of times, and sometime around, the 5 or 6 trip at around 1 a.m., got back into bed, and my water broke.
It's a sensation, isn't it?
Here, I thought that is something that doesn't actually just happen in movies. It's what I was led to believe, that it's very rare for your water to break, and, mine did.
Yeah.
So, and because I had just been to the bathroom, I knew I was not peeing the bed.
Which, I mean, at 33.
I knew this had to be something yeah. else. So I jumped up as quickly as I could. Daniel was sleeping in the office, actually in this very office, which I am recording in right now. He had taken to sleeping in the office because I got up too much in the middle of the night and I was keeping him up. So he was sleeping in here on an air mattress. So I get up and I'm walking. I walk to the office to wake him up. And then I walk to the bathroom because I'm dripping all the way. So I'm like a slug, like leaving a trail across the entire apartment. So then I tell him, I was like, get my phone. I need to call the doctor.
Oh my God.
So we do. I call the doctor. Well, I'm just, you know, still like it's a lot of fluid. You're just dripping forever.
Yeah. One might say until your baby comes out.
Yeah, yeah, basically. So I call, they call me right back because, again, it's 1 in the morning and explain what happened. And, you know, the doctor on call is like, yep, nope, your water broke. you need to make your way to the hospital. You don't have to, like, do it immediately. Like, have something to eat yeah. and then go. But like,
told you.
Yeah. But like, you should make your way there. So right. like, I took a shower, which I'm really glad I did.
Oh, nice.
Because I didn't get a shower again for like 4 days. So really glad I did that. Had a snack. Tried to figure out like what I could put on where I wouldn't leak all over the car. Again, still leaking. And because we had 2 more weeks to go, yeah. I didn't buy any like postpartum stuff. So I didn't even have like a pad or anything. So I put on my period underwear.
Nice. Excellent. Nice call.
Right through that, when we got to the hospital, Daniel made me throw it out. And I was like, well, you now owe me another pair of period underwear. You don't know how expensive those things
exactly.
are.
Exactly.
I figured out, yeah, Daniel, I figured out my push present. It's the period underwear.
He's like, you're not keeping that. And I was like,
It's just amniotic fluid.
And he's like, no, we're throwing it out.
Did I tell you, you didn't wait, so my water broke with Zach.
Did it? No, I don't think I knew that.
Okay, so my water broke with Zach, and it was weird, like, the timing. So Jay had to take paternity leave for a month at Apple, and his date to take it off was Thursday the 11th. And it was the 1 year anniversary of it was Thursday the 12th. And it was the 1 year anniversary of my grandfather's passing on Thursday the 12th. So I had actually written this blog post, and I was laying in my bed because I get off of work at 4:30, and I had started the post like at work and finished it. And was feeling the feels, and Jay got off work at 6, and he ended up getting off of work early. And he got gas. We went to get, called me, said he was going to get gas because he got off early. And I was like, cool. And then I finished the blog post. I shut my laptop. I got up and my water just broke. And it was 5:45. And it was like perfect timing because it was like the start of Jay's paternity leave. And like, you know, everything was just perfect. My coworker, Stephanie, had actually, everyone was scheduled because we have these things called summer days between Memorial Day and Labor Day where you can take a Monday or a Friday off every other week. And everyone was scheduled to have a summer day or just have the day off on that Friday the 13th that Zach was born, except for me. And my coworker, Stephanie, had told me the week before. She goes, you know something? I have a weird feeling. There's a full moon. Like, I just have this feeling. I'm going to come in. And I was like, no, you don't have to. It's fine. Don't worry about it. She goes, I'm going to switch my day. And I was like, all right. And thank God she did because, you know, she was the only one then that Friday. But anyway, so my water broke and I was totally anticipating being late because Zach was due the 14th. Jana's birthday, also Trump's birthday. Real happy it was the 13th. I still tell Jana, I'm like, Zach was smart. He avoided Trump, not you.
Jay
got home and I was like, my water is fucking broken. He's like, I'm in the middle of pumping gas. Do I need to stop? And I was like, no, I think you can fill up all the way. And
I do the opposite.
Well, I just empty slowly and slowly trickle. This is the real trickle down, everybody. When your water breaks, it's the real trickle down.
Yeah. Well, and it starts and stops. Like, you think you're done. And then all of a sudden, there's another gush.
Yeah. And then when you start to get the contractions, it times it with the contractions because the contractions are pushing it out.
Oh, see, that I don't know. Because at that point...
No, that's what I noticed because I didn't eat, as I've said before on this show. I didn't eat, but I made Jay drive me to my office to get my work laptop, and I'm waddling. I had a maxi pad. I'm waddling up there. I'm still like dripping water, as Amanda knows now. They had free maxi pads and tampons in the bathroom at my old office, the building. I still have them actually. It's upstairs. I was gonna say,
why do you have them with you?
They're in my laptop case because I just keep them as you never know when you're gonna need a maxi pad. Yeah, so I grabbed a shitload of those and just like stopped in the bathroom and like diapered myself off. to go to the hospital. Nice. Now, in retrospect, I wish I had just stopped at like Chick-fil-A, which was next to my office instead. But, you know, anyway, sorry, Amanda, that was that's my addition to the, yeah, your water breaking is a real big deal story, because it doesn't happen very often, because they had to break my water with Alex and it was the most painful thing after they broke it. The contractions, there was a night and day difference between contractions. They were, I thought they were horrible before they broke my water, but after they broke my water, they were like beyond horrible.
Interesting. Yeah, because like my contractions were really like slow to start, and because they started me on the epidural almost right away, it was more like I never felt the full pain of them. I just felt the pressure, which was pretty awful, because she was very, very low and like had been low for a long time.
Yeah.
So it's like I was just like feeling this really awful pressure.
Yeah, because you texted us at like 6 in the morning and you were like, I feel great now that I got my epidural.
Yeah. So, yeah. Well, and that's also the thing that that was still supposed to be my last week of work. Right. So both Daniel and I were going to work until the 16th.
Yeah.
And then we had all these projects we had saved that we were going to work on while we were waiting, you know, for her to arrive and, you know, but best laid plans. Yeah. Thankfully, Daniel had just finished packing his part of the hospital bag like the day before. So like, at least that was done.
Just like Jay had just finished getting gas. They're so accommodating of their fathers.
Actually, like, admitted me. We were both like emailing work. Or, you know, I'm like, I'm in labor. I'm done.
So wait. What time you get to the hospital? Because again, you texted us at like 6:30 in the morning.
Yeah. So I got there about 2:30. Went right up. They did the whole triage thing, which is where they discovered that I had preeclampsia, and then they started me on magnesium and everything got a little fuzzy from there.
The magnesium is, I hear it's a bitch, because my sister
it's awful. It's real bad. But in like a way that it's really hard to describe. Like you just sort of can't, you just don't feel good and you just can't really think and you can't really focus on anything. So
my
perhaps
sister
for
said it was just made her feel icky. Is that true? Just like icky.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
Good,
and
not,
it,
yeah.
Just really out of it.
Yeah.
So it's just to jump ahead a little bit. So even after delivery, you still have to be on the magnesium for another 24 hours.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
So the next day, I don't remember a ton.
Yeah.
Like my actual doctor didn't end up delivering me. It was someone else in the practice because she wasn't on call that day, but she came to see us the next day. And it's like, I knew she was there. And I like remember beats of her visit, but I don't remember most of it. Like I just remember being really,
so the
just
actual
feeling awful.
Yeah. But you, the actual delivery was okay.
The actual delivery was fine. Again, they started me on the magnesium right away. You're not allowed to get up. Because there's a fear that you're going to have a seizure. Yeah, which is, a whole part of preeclampsia. Like, because the magnesium, like, fuzzes you out, I don't think I really completely grasped the severity of what was happening to me.
Yes. Mm. A preeclampsia is no joke. Don't read about it until you're ready to.
Yeah. I made the joke in the triage when they were telling me I had it. And I was like, oh, I've seen that episode of Downton Abbey.
Did she die from that?
She did.
Okay.
Oh, God. I haven't seen that episode, but when Daniel texted us that, we were like, okay, you got this. And then I was texting Colleen like,
yeah, she was
wait,
like,
I just Googled this. Yeah. Like, is everything going to be okay? Because I need to stop Googling it.
And I was like, as soon as the baby comes out, her levels should go back to normal. Like, that's the solution to preeclampsia, is not having a baby inside you anymore. And I have, I think, like, that's kind of like the science and the universe combining, like, when your water broke because your body knew something wasn't right.
Yeah. No, that's what I think too, because I was just at the doctor the Friday before.
And
so
you were fine.
two and a half days before. And as it always is, my blood pressure is perfect.
Yeah.
the actual word my doctor always uses whenever we check my blood pressure. Perfect.
Yeah.
So yeah. There was no reason to believe that there I was going to deliver early, that there was anything wrong at all.
I think your body knew. I think your body was like, something's not right, and this is how we're taking care of this.
Yep, yep. My body was like the nun in Madeline. It's like, something is not right.
The only time I had high blood pressure ever in my any of my pregnancies was, okay, this is going to sound terrible, but I had just had a huge fight with my family about Trump when I was with Alex. They were talking about the deep state. It, like, 2018, they were talking about the deep state, and I was in the car on the way to my checkup with my parent, with Jay, and it was my I think it was my 40 week checkup, and I was just furiously typing about how the deep state isn't a thing and blah 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 blah, and I was so angry. This is the start of my gray hair. See, I can trace them back to then, that day in February 2018.
Trump, man.
I know, right? And that was the only time that my blood pressure was elevated. And I begged them. I was like, can you just let me like have like 10 minutes and like do it again? Because I'm sorry. I had an incident over email. And then during that 10 minutes that she left us alone, I texted my family. I was like, so my blood pressure is high and I'm going to need you guys to not respond to my email about Trump. Oh my God, he's probably still in my outbox. But I'm going to need you guys to not respond because you guys are giving me, you know, high blood pressure. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, my blood pressure is still high. Like, I'm on medication still.
Oh, okay. That's definitely very different than my Trump anger. Yeah.
That is, I'm like, I'm a middle-aged man now. I have blood pressure medication.
So how long is that supposed to last?
That's a good question.
I think
open-ended. Yeah. So I'm still taking my blood pressure 2 times a day, and I'm sort of logging it.
Okay.
Not sort of. I am logging it.
Did they give you the thingy to?
And then when I go back to my doctor for my 6-week exam, I think we'll review it. I have a 30-day. I think it's a 30-day prescription with 2 refills. So I think we'll decide if I need to refill it and continue, because it does seem to help. Like the blood pressure is slowly coming down from what it was. It's like when I was leaving the hospital, they're like, here's the numbers we want it to be. If it's this number, you need to call us immediately.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, that's scary.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So epidural seizures happened right away. So I couldn't get out of bed for 2 days and I couldn't eat anything. Couldn't eat or drink anything. Cause again, the seizures, they didn't want anything in your stomach.
So
I could have ice chips. I had ice chips.
The famous ice chips.
Which was like heaven. It was like manna from heaven when you couldn't have anything else. And I think that's also why I got her out as quickly as I did, because I think I was just like, I'm so over this.
Yeah.
Everything feels terrible.
That was Alex. They were like, wait for the next contraction. I was like, his shoulders are out. No, we're done. We are done. We are done. We are done.
Yeah. But, yeah. It was like half an hour, I think. And I don't know how people pushed for longer, because I had nothing left. Mm-hmm.
An hour and 52 minutes with Zach. I hear you.
No.
That's why with Alex, it was 5 minutes. I think it was 2 minutes. They were like, 10:20, go. And I was like, I'm going. I'm not waiting for anything. 10:22, he was out.
Well, that's the thing. Because I was slow to dilate. So on top of all that, then they also did the Pitocin.
Oh, so how was the, because so I had the Pitocin with Zach. And I think that actually made me feel, that was what made me feel loopy. Like, how was that for you?
I mean, it was just all part of the sauce. Like, I was just
everything
looping.
Sucked.
And I had a collection of IVs and things up my arms. And
so,
because the magnesium had to be by itself. So then everything else was up the other arm.
Ooh. So for anybody out there listening that doesn't know, when your water breaks, there's a countdown, like a timer that goes off. You need to deliver you should deliver within 24 hours. So if you are slow to dilate or whatnot, like they'll give you Pitocin. They'll give you Pitocin to help speed it along, and they'll give you an epidural to make your body relax, because if your body is like very tense from the contractions, you won't dilate quick enough. So that's why they'll do like that combo.
They didn't even give me an option. They're just like, this is what we're doing. They gave me an option for the epidural, but the Pitocin, they didn't really give me an option. They're just sort of like, we're doing this.
They didn't give me an option for either one. They were, But that's why, because they generally, if your baby, if your water breaks, if the baby's in there without the amniotic fluid for more than 24 hours, you're at very high risk for infection and bad things. Yeah. So that's why, in general, and of course, in Amanda's case with the preeclampsia, you want, the quicker you get the baby out, the better, because, I mean, look it up. It's just bad things.
Organ failure, don't look it up. Et cetera. Don't Google it.
Don't look it up.
Yeah, actually,
don't Google it.
You know, Daniel's family was a little surprised that they were letting me go naturally. They were like, why haven't they just given her a C-section yet? And I'm glad they didn't, because I obviously would have done whatever the doctor suggested, but that's really not what I wanted.
But just you for, delivered like,
recovery of it, and it's major surgery. And so, I mean, I was already feeling so crummy. Like, let's just. Do this.
But you did fucking awesome, because you delivered 15 hours after your water broke. That's awesome.
Oh, I thought it was 13.
Let's talk about that, because this is what I'm super excited to talk about. The numbers.
Yes, the numbers are great.
The numbers are so great, and calling me the number surprise.
Yes,
we've been waiting for this.
Okay, so numbers thing. So she was born at 3:12 on the 12th of April. And both Daniel and I are born on July 12th, as we all know, we share a birthday. So 12s are obviously now a big number for our family. And I believe I had said at some point, I was like, well, at least we don't have to worry. Like, it'll be easier to remember her birthday or their birthday. Because I think I said this while I was still laboring.
I had texted your mom and she was like blown away. She was like, you're right. Oh my God. And I was like, yeah, I'm only
going to remember those
things. Yeah. The fact that she came out like on a 12 too, like at 3:12, that was just sort of icing on the cake.
You're like, she's the third family member.
Yeah.
Yours.
She is the third family member to be born on the 12th.
Technically the fourth, because Daniel's brother is also.
Daniel's brother. Yeah. So she is technically the fourth.
She comes from
April is the fourth month.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, she comes from a long line of 12s and 4s, I guess.
Exactly. She comes from a long line of 12s.
Well, also, like, she, you know, her weight was 3:12. I'm sorry. Her time was 3:12. Her weight
was 6.
Her weight equaled 12, too. Right, Chandy?
Mm-hmm. I can't remember.
Because she was
6'15", so is that what it is?
I think she was 6'15", because, yeah, she dropped down to, like, 6'6", at her first.
So 21. 21, which is...
Nope, 6'15". 6 plus 1 plus 5 equals 12.
Right!
That was the other thing.
Right!
Amanda and I FaceTimed while I went to Wegmans one day, and I was trying to tell her. I was like, there was one more thing, but I can't remember. That was it. So her weight equals 12. The date that she was... the date time. The episode that came out... that week she was born was 5/39. 3 plus 9 equals 12.
Oh, damn.
And then here's the other thing that I realized one night while I was brushing my teeth was, okay, this is only cool to me, so please don't get very excited. Okay. Zachary was born in 2014, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Alex was born in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. So Zachary was born on the 13th. So 4 years apart. Zachary was born on the 13th, and Alex was born on the 9th. 13 minus 9 equals 4. Alex was born on the 9th, and Eden was born on the 12th in 2018 and 2021. That's a 3-year difference. The 12th minus the 9th is 3 years, is 3. So
I like this.
The dates of the day that they were each born on corresponds with the years they are apart.
Wow.
I love that.
Isn't that fucking crazy, though?
My goodness. Yeah. That's nuts.
That's fucking nuts.
You're...
Anyway, I told Jay and he was like, so? And I was like, you don't understand.
It's cool.
It is really cool. It all is the cool. Babies have a it connection. Is cool.
I like it.
They have a connection.
I like it.
That's amazing. That's pretty cool.
It is really cool. Anyway.
It's like hashtag math meets hashtag universe.
Yeah.
Thank Team Science and Team Universe just met and blended together.
Yes.
See, we all can get along.
Mm-hmm.
We can all get along.
Exactly. How is Eden as a baby?
She's pretty good. Yeah, she's, you know, she's super cute, which makes up for, you know, when she's grouchy and and crying. But I suppose in the grand scheme of things, she's not super, she doesn't cry like a lot. We'll get like two stretches a day where she's kind of inconsolable. But all in all, she's been a pretty great baby and we're all kind of getting used to each other. She's very strong. She's nice. Like started lifting her head up like almost immediately.
I love that.
She's already trying to roll over and she gets very upset when her big heavy head won't come with her. She gets real mad.
You'll get there, girlfriend. You'll get there.
Yeah. So she's, yeah, she's like kind of amazing. Aww. She's got this full head of hair, which again, we were not expecting. You know, I'd kind of resolved that, you know, she was probably going to be a boy and she was probably going to be bald because I had no heartburn. And they say if you have a lot of heartburn, they have a lot of hair.
Well, okay. So this is funny because you had that thing at your baby shower and, you know, Shannon and I were texting and I was like, and she was like, is this really a thing? And I was like, yeah, it's a thing. It was true for me, but it wasn't true for my mom because my mom and I carried the same and she had three girls. So really, honestly, it could be anything. And
sounds like you have a 50-50 chance.
Right, right. That it's like all the old wives' tales are just that. Like they're old wives' tales. I was
steadfast from the very beginning that it was a girl.
It's true. You did. You did.
I did.
The very first time. You had a girl.
Me too.
I really like boys too, but I love a girl for you.
Yeah, I don't think I completely realized that I wanted her to be a girl until she was one.
Aww.
Well, fair enough, because you got to like prepare yourself to obviously love them either way.
You're a mom, but you would have always, either way,
as it were.
Yeah, and it was a wonderful surprise, and it was cool because up until that point, I feel like every sort of class, everything we've done where we say we were keeping it a surprise, people are just like, oh, I couldn't do that. I would need to know. And like when we said at the hospital that we didn't know, they were just so supportive. And they were like, that's great. We love it when there are surprises.
Yeah.
And it was a really cool moment. Daniel got to announce what she was.
That's awesome.
You know, and I think that was really special and emotional for him that, you know, he got to like play this really big role. And
so who was like, or was there anyone at the hospital with you or did that come later? Because everyone had to travel, right?
It was just the two of us.
Okay.
Yeah. It was just the two of us. And the hospital actually has really relaxed its rules. Like he could come and go. So like he actually went home this third night I was in the hospital. So the last night I was in the hospital, he actually went home for the night because again, we weren't planning on her coming so soon.
Yeah.
So we hadn't set up anything for the cat. So the cat had been on his own for a couple days. He needed to be fed. You know, my doctor was like, yeah, you know, go home, get your last good night's sleep and like come pick her up the next day.
Yeah. I did. Your mom did tell us that it was a girl before you did.
Well, because that was also the thing, because I was like so fuzzed out. Like the magnesium got to a point where I couldn't read my phone anymore. Like I couldn't focus on the screen.
And I knew that.
And like,
That's why I started talking to your mom. I was like, how you doing, Gigi?
Right. Because I also realized that, you know, Daniel was texting his friends and he was texting our families, but he wasn't, you know, like my friends, all of a sudden I went radio silent and they were in the dark. So I was like lying in bed and I was like, Daniel, you need to get my phone. You need to text my friends. They need to know what happened.
Well, so
I'm like lying in bed with like one eye open and I'm like dictating to him what to say.
No, Mama G did a great job telling, like, you know, keeping me informed. And then, you know, I told Shandy, but I didn't want to tell anybody else because I didn't know how much permission I had. And then once you texted us, I was like, I still don't know how much permission I had, but I know she probably feels like shit. So I'm going to ask her tomorrow.
Oh, it's terrible. Yeah, it was real bad. But yeah, to get back to the original question. Actually could have one additional guest visitor during visitor hours. We just chose
not to
because just the hospital is such a chaotic place. Yeah. We were just like, we'll just wait till we're home. And, you know, my parents came that weekend, that first
weekend. Your mom's so jazzed.
Oh my God. Her pictures are so cute.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was like, it all worked out. But yeah, she was like, because she was so tiny, we didn't really have any newborn clothes. So she was just like swimming and everything for the first several days. And
is she fitting into everything now or?
She is. Well, because she's eating like a champ. So she gained a whole pound her first week on Earth,
like
which
she
was great.
Been in the womb. So good for her.
Yeah. Like really the goal is to get them back to their birth weight by, their second appointment. And she leapfrogged over that. So, you know, takes after me and is an overachiever in all things.
Love that journey for her.
Yeah. Hi.
And how is Captain taking his new roommate?
How is Captain taking to it?
He's pretty ambivalent about it, which I'm pretty impressed about. Like he doesn't like the crying. So like the really high pitched.
No one does.
Right. You know, when we wait a little too long to feed her or like something happens and she's like really, really gets going, he'll like leave the room. He's just like, nah, I'm not about that life.
He was like, nah, dog.
But otherwise, like he's fine. He's sniffed at her a few times. He accidentally got bonked in the face by her once. my mom, when my parents were here the first weekend, she was changing her on the bed. And I think I was just like sitting in the chair, like groggily watching them. And the cat jumped up on the bed and kind of like came over. And like she just reflexed and like happened to catch him in the face. And he's like, nope, goodbye.
Oh.
And he hasn't gotten that close again. Except for last night. I think last night was the first time he was brave enough to like get that close again and kind of gave her a little sniff on her head.
Nice.
I think it took Zoe. I have a picture of the first time Zoe went near Zach because she was like, what the fuck is this thing? For a good 2 weeks. I think it was 2 or 3 weeks before she came up to him. And it was like, I don't know, a year before she stopped being mad at me. But yeah, ooh. Animals are funny.
Yeah, he like goes back and forth. We've taken up the scat mat.
Oh.
And we let him sleep with us now.
Ooh.
And he's been pretty good.
So he's like, my life is now made. All I needed was another one to come in.
Well, because he gets a little like needy.
Yeah.
You know, it's like when she's sleeping, he's like, oh, great. Like,
yeah. Oh, I know.
Come love up on me.
Oh, good times.
Yeah.
So
it's been eventful.
Good times. Yeah. Her name. Her name is beautiful. I love it.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm pretty pleased with it, too. That was always like, if it was a girl, Eden Philomena was my first choice, and I had to like
hold the course
in a minute.
I know you had a boy's name right away. What was your boy's name? Can we ask?
I think I'm gonna keep that one under wraps just in case we have another kid and it's a boy, because I'm still gonna want to use it.
Okay.
Yeah, and it just very organically, like we had sort of, it's within the first 10 minutes of her life. Like it was just like, yep, does that work? Great.
That's awesome. Does it have any significance behind the first or the last name, like family-wise or?
Well, Philomena is Daniel's maternal grandmother, no,
I
paternal grandmother's middle name.
Okay.
And I said I just really loved it.
Yeah.
And I suggested it as a first name. I was like, I think that's really pretty. I think Mina is like a lovely nickname.
Yeah. Love that.
But he thought it was too long for a first name. And I had come across Eden in like a book or something. And I just liked how it's kind of a traditional name, but it's not very common.
I like
and
that
it's,
name. Yeah.
It's strong. It's short. Yeah, like it had a lot going for it. But we found out actually, and I had forgotten that on my dad's side there was a Filomena. My Italian grandmother, her oldest sister, was a Filomena. But I think they probably spelled it with an F, I would imagine. For
yeah.
Yeah, I feel like PH is not so Italian.
Not so Italian, yeah.
Italian.
You know how they spell Stephanie with an H, an F rather.
Yeah. 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 So, yeah, it kind of worked out. And then Giordano is like a second middle name for her. So as she gets older, she can decide if she wants to use it as a last name and not hyphenate it, but like use both last names or.
Yeah,
when she's a little person, that's just a lot of name to spell. So keep it easy for her.
If she ever becomes a Supreme Court justice, she could be EGD.
Exactly. So, you know, we're setting her up for whatever she wants to do in life.
Did you? So Zachary's going to have him make his first communion, and he's been going to religion class every other week. And yeah, he hates it like with a passion and, you know, is like, this is stupid. And I'm always like, stop it, please just go. He said 45 minutes a week. But anyway, I had to do this like thingy in the church with him yesterday as a part of it. And I ended up standing next to a statue of Saint Filomena. And I was like,
oh, nice.
I was like, oh my goodness, this is so funny. Like, I don't want to be here, but I'm here next to her. And
okay, so what is she the patron saint
she
of?
She is the patron saint of infants, babies, and youth.
Oh.
Yeah.
That works. Perfect.
The only reason Brie is up because I thought that was notable.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Not being Catholic, I'm not really like into what all the saints do.
Yeah. You're not into the Catholic paganism. So, yeah. That's why I was
Having studied art history, I love the Catholic paganism.
I do too. I actually love all the saints. I was also.
I think it's cool.
I don't remember the saints.
I used to have this book of saints growing up. And honestly, I loved reading it because the illustrations were really pretty. And I don't know. Anyway, also, we were indoctrinated. So, cool. Before we move on to our commercial break, real quick, birthday party. We are going to celebrate our fifth birthday on Tuesday, June 15th. We're going to do it over Zoom so everyone can participate, and it's going to be really fun. So, yay!
Yeah.
The other thing is we had joked about this in a text, but do we want to finally do our brunch on May 15th? Chris Kolk is going to be in my house on that day.
Oh,
so we're gonna have a lot of fun. Yeah, he and Kevin are coming, and we're
Daniel's
all gonna get married.
Parents and his sister are gonna be here.
Okay, so do we want to do our brunch on May 22nd?
Sorry,
I'll be on vacation.
Okay, do we want to do what day can we do our brunch? El Cinco de Bruncho, because we need to do that, and we need to do like our Cinco de Mayo show where we do all the fun stuff. Unless that's just going to be a birthday show, which is also great because that's always really fun. But is there a really good day that we can all do a live brunch? Is there a weekend?
I'm free on the 29th.
Still on vacation.
Yeah, Shandy's gone for 10 days, right?
And the 5th, I'm on vacation too.
Sorry. Yeah, I gotta.
And the 12th is Zachary's birthday party because his birthday's the 13th.
Oh, okay. It's also Martha's birthday.
Huh.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot about that. I knew that. All right, well, we'll figure it out. But at the very least, we're gonna do our 5th birthday party on June 15th. So mark that down that day, and maybe the kickoff of our 6th season could be a brunch or something.
We'll figure it out.
Okay. Okay. Well, we'll figure it out. Next week, we'll figure out what we're going to watch for May 18th to talk about. And I'm sure it's going to be great. I watched the trailer for The Assistant, which we talked about. Oh, bless you. And it does look really good. It looks like right up our alley. I started watching Firefly Lane. And
verdict?
So I'm only halfway through, and Erin had mentioned in our episode a few months ago that like she, and I think Mandy did too, like, you know, it's a lot heavier than you would expect. And like, I think Aaron's comment was like, these women are not okay. And that is very true. Like, these women are not okay. I mean, I actually am really, I'm liking it. But like, every episode ends with like this drama cliffhanger thing. Where it's always, so far, four episodes in, it's always okay in the next episode, where like it doesn't really like pay off in the super drama way, which I guess is also good because, you know, some of it is just like, oh my God, really? Are we going here? But then like they don't. But I don't know. I'll let you know. I've got some nights in New Orleans by myself. Might finish it the last four episodes. I'll let you know. But yeah, it's a lot heavier than I expected.
I've been watching a lot of Crazy Ex-Girlfriend. I started it just because I was like, well, I just need something light and easy, you know, when I'm just like sitting on the couch with her and like just letting her sleep on me or like nursing, like, you know, something to keep me sitting still. It's really good.
Is it? Yeah, that's a Mac like, thing.
I'm practically through like the whole first season and I've only been watching it for like a week and a half.
Yeah.
I need to go back because I started the first season and then I kind of petered out. Yeah. And I don't really know why. I mean, I wasn't crazy about it in the first season.
That's fair. I mean, I think
I didn't dislike it.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I need to get to know the characters better and like the second season is more of a, I don't know.
I don't know. I haven't gotten to the second season yet, but I think the music is very good.
Yeah.
And a lot of the jokes I think are really good. Like even I can always tell something is funny when Daniel is just like in the other room and like catching it in spurts and is laughing.
Yeah.
Like laughing at the joke out of context.
That's
like,
how his hearty Daniel laugh.
That's how I discovered Superstore. Because Jay was watching it and I was in the background. I was like, I love this show. Also, I feel like baby. Just so you know, that's not a fart gate. That was a baby gate.
Let the record show.
She's a very noisy sleeper.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. As long as she's not
got a
very
great little snore on her that's like really adorable. Maybe I'll post a video. I've got like a cute video of her snoring. It's really sweet.
You got to post it in the broadcast one too.
Yeah, I'll do that.
How does she sleep at night?
Hit or miss. The first couple of nights were like really good, but you know, again, she was sleeping off her ordeal of, you know, coming into this world. The last week it was really kind of rough. She was moving her cluster feeding like later and later, and then was sort of getting up either every hour or every two. But now we're back to, I get at least one stretch a night where I get like a good 4 hours.
Nice.
Usually in the very early hours in the morning, usually between like 4 and 7, I can get her to stay asleep, which is pretty great.
Yeah, that is awesome. Alex used to eat cluster feed from about Survivor time. It was like 7 to 9 p.m. and it would just be nonstop crying and eating. And we called it asshole hour.
That sounds amazing that it's just for an hour or two. Like she'll cluster feed all day for like the past week.
But that's because like she's growing. Don't forget.
Just every hour, just all the time. I'm like, why do I even wear a shirt?
She's only 41 weeks now. She's growing.
That's true.
You got to remember, you got to do the Wonder Weeks app. The Wonder Weeks app actually tracks like big developments based on due date. So even if your baby's born early, it adjusts the big like leaps based on their due date.
That's smart.
It's actually a really great app. I've recommended it to a lot of moms and them and myself have all I think it's $1.99 purchase, but it's like it's worth it actually because it like tells you what you're going to expect, when you're expecting not to sleep. And you know, it's subjective by a couple of days, but like you will see like, oh, my baby does know how to do this after this bunch of fussiness, because that's always the thing. I'm sure you've heard it, like baby learns a new skill and nobody sleeps for a week because their little minds are trying to process it. But yeah, download the Wonder Weeks app. It's really great.
Wonder Weeks?
Yeah.
Okay. That's true. Because yeah, this weekend we went for a walk and I was like, she could have been like 3 days old.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Okay. So, to summarize, birthday party, June 15th, brunch forthcoming. Stay tuned for things that we are going to assign you to talk about in the future. And on that note, we're going to take a commercial break. I think we have one bit of feedback. Did we get anything else in? Oh, we got an Andy update too. So
seriously?
We did.
How?
Wow.
I posted in the Facebook group.
Oh!
An hour for Hold Your Peace.
Sent up the bat signal.
All right. With that, break. All right. So we are back and we are ready to get into some feedback. We got a bit of facey back. Let's see. Matt said, quick Matt Splain in regards to Nomadland, the actress you were thinking of who was involved with Clint Eastwood was Frances Fisher. Okay, that's right. That's the mom from the Titanic who had a baby with Clint Eastwood. We were trying to remember this at some point in our Nomadland discussion. A little more Nomadland trivia, which it won best picture, right?
Yep.
It won best picture, best director.
And best actress.
And best actress, which was surprising. Yeah. I did not think Frances McDormand was going to take it.
But she did. So cool.
But she did.
Yeah. Chloe Zhao, now only the second woman to win a Best Director Oscar. The first one was the Hurt Locker, right?
Yeah, Catherine.
Okay, this is terrible. Her
name. She was married to James Cameron.
I know, that's how I remember too.
Well, clearly, I'm not
Bigelow. Catherine Bigelow. Catherine Bigelow.
She was the first. But she was the third person to be nominated for producing, directing, writing, editing the same film. The first two?
Yeah.
The Coen brothers.
So, that makes... Yeah, I didn't realize that, but that makes sense.
That makes sense because they do all their own stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. He also said he saw the first three Handmaid's Tale episodes and look forward to disagreeing with you on them. Just about to start pose when Colleen announced this surprise record. I guess he didn't like them then?
I haven't seen them yet.
I haven't seen them yet either. I'm not
going
to watch
cheated it. And watched one.
Oh no, Frank.
No. Oh, what a jerk.
Yeah. Seriously. I was going, okay, so I'm honestly probably not going to watch it until we get closer to them all being out so we can talk about them all at the same time.
It's fair.
It's just we always do.
I also just don't have the emotional stamina right now to handle them.
Yeah, it's tough.
That's also fair.
Remember, I had a fucking emotional breakdown after Alex was born and I was watching them. Do you remember? Yeah. Like, it literally set me off into a depression to the point where I was like, I can't watch this show right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was.
Yeah. It's like every time I lie down to take a nap, I'm like, maybe I'll watch a Handmaid's Tale. I'm like, nope.
Don't do it.
Nope.
Don't do it.
Not ready.
No, don't do it. It's not great, Amanda. not great, Bob. Don't watch it until the end. And even then, we could tell you if you should watch it or not.
Okay.
Okay.
I mean, I still will because I'm just super excited. And like the trailer was so good and got me so amped. And their whole Instagram campaign promoting the new season has been so good.
You've seen the new trailer, the one where she's like testifying?
No, maybe I haven't seen that one.
The new trailer is so much is really good. It's very powerful. It's her. She's testifying in front of, I guess, maybe Canada or something, and it ends up being like her voiceover for like clips of the season. It's really good.
Oh,
I watched it yesterday. Yeah. All right. So we will stay tuned for whenever that ends. We will give everybody a chance to watch it like we are. And we will definitely do our annual Handmaid's Tale centric episode for that. Cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome.
I know. I'm so excited.
And this will be our first year doing Handmaid's Tale, not under Trump. So it will still be relevant because there are so many things that still need to be fixed.
Right,
but it won't be
Paul Ryan
as
is still out there, right?
Horrible.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Won't feel so close to being
right. It won't be so
a possibility.
Close. Yes.
Yeah. Little EGD hasn't replaced ACB on the Supreme Court yet, so it's still still terrifying. Yesterday was the 5-year anniversary of the day that I met RBG, and I cried.
Oh,
my time hop showed.
You got to meet her.
I know. I was like, oh.
Get to share oxygen and be in the same room.
Yeah.
How many of us can say that?
Yeah. Very true. I also, I forgot that I had taken pictures from inside the Supreme Court. Like, it's so small. The actual Supreme Court room, like, where they have, it's so tiny. It's like, you would be really shocked. Like, it's tall and it's grandiose and it's got the things, but like the actual, like, you know, seating is small.
Interesting.
Huh. Yeah.
Yeah. You'd think it'd be a big cavernous space.
It's not.
Interesting.
Yeah, it's not.
The humbled halls of justice.
The humbled halls of, yeah, justice and the Christian conservative way. Okay, so moving on, we've got two bits of feedback. The first thing is from Kate, and this was something that she had sent to our Instagram, a crazy story that happened to her. Here we go. So her story is from 2010. Back when I lived on the second floor of my apartment building, a guy lived downstairs from me, and he was always a little odd, but I honestly thought he was challenged or something like that, and he was fine. But then he started acting really weird. I came home one night with a male friend, and he blocked my friend from going upstairs. Finally, my friend got by, and the weird guy said, "Is this guy bothering you?" I was like, "No, he's my friend." And we went upstairs. The whole time we were there, we heard him throwing newspapers that had been under the mailboxes all around the hallway. I worked third shift then and was afraid to go to work when it got to be that time. When I did go out, he heard me, came out of his apartment and said, "Ma'am, please don't bring men into the building like that." I didn't know what to say, so I just left. The next day, I got home from work and the gym. And when I heard, when I was in the shower, I heard knocking on my door. I didn't answer, but I knew it was him. Oh, somebody's excited.
Oh, sweet girl.
She's like, "How dare he knock while she's in the shower?"
Like, oh, no, he didn't.
Oh, no, he did not. That night, I was going to a party. My parents were freaked out about the situation and insisted on driving me. When we left, he was sleeping by the outer door with a mallet. So weird. Was he playing croquet? I slept over at the party and they took me home the next day. I complained to the apartment building about him and they said there had been other complaints. Like, he punched a dog in the face and flashed an elderly couple.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Dog face, dick, elderly people. Okay. I know, eating. It's funny. Hopefully this is just a funny tale that you'll never have to ever be in a world where this is a possibility. Didn't have a peephole and everyone else in our building did. So they installed one in her building, in her door. And the whole time he sat in a chair in the hall staring at the worker. So one day my parents decided that we'd all hang out and go shopping just to get me out of the apartment. My dad waited in the car and my mom came up. Apparently my neighbors heard him scream, "Get the fuck out of the building." And he went out and mooned my dad. So, S, dad. Earmuffs, Eden, earmuffs. Then he stood outside and when we came out, he said to my mom, "You can't take her," and threw a snowball at her. We called the police and our neighbors. And our neighbors came out. He kept going in and out of the building while we waited. They had to get the locksmith to drill out the apartment lock to get in because he had replaced it and their key didn't work. When they arrested him, he put on a suit and was screaming that he was a lawyer, which he found out that he actually was. He used to scream obscenities all the time. We got an order of protection against him, but I broke my lease with the building and got out of there. In my new apartment, a very old man lived there, a retired lawyer, and I asked him if he knew this guy. He said yes, and then he clammed up, so who knows what he knew. But in any event, sorry for the disjointedness, but that's my story. Still can't believe it happened. It wasn't funny at all at the time, but I guess I can see the humor now. It got me and my husband together. We previously dated, but it hadn't worked out because I was kind of a jerk. But this made me realize how much I liked him and got me to message him. So something good came out of it. If you do an episode with this stuff, feel free to use this story. It's so crazy.
That is a crazy
story. It is crazy. And then she adds, I should add that he was put on involuntary hold at the medical center, and apparently he stopped taking his medication, so he's clearly having some issues. I hold no ill will against him, but I hope that I never see him again.
Yeah, no, that's really scary.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Well, I'm just glad that, you know, I mean, aside from the poor dog that got punched in the face, it's like everybody else. It was just like a snowball or mooning. Like, it, you know, it could have been so much more dangerous for all parties involved. God, that's crazy.
Agreed. Thank you for sharing that story. That is kind of crazy. I'm glad. I hope that that man is getting the help that he needs. And, you know, as we always talk about, like, we definitely need to better mental health care and to reduce the stigma in this country, because we definitely do have a problem. And good times. And by good times, I mean not good times.
Yeah. the opposite of, in fact.
Yeah. There was some other feedback real quick that I did not get to before we did Kate's, and I apologize. Piper said 25th anniversary dinner reservations at Angus Barn with the hubby and two boys a few days after we'll be there. Yes, we Shandy had our anniversary while we were off. Jay and I had our anniversary while we were off. We took the kids to Angus Barn. They definitely overate before the meal came, and it was, you know, exactly what you'd expect from a fancy restaurant that serves pickles and cheese and crackers. When you have children, Zachary was literally, okay, so Amanda, this will be something that you may or may not remember, but like I was never sick or anything with Zach. The only thing that ever made me nauseous was olives. And Zachary loves olives. He was eating them by the handful at Angus Barn. I mean, like, literally picking them up by the handful and, like, eating them. And it was disgusting.
Sounds like a boy after my own heart.
Definitely. Yeah. I think there's something to that.
Definitely. So I noticed Jay. I was like, that's so weird. He is so obsessed with olives, and olives was the only thing that ever made me sick with him. Like, nothing else.
That's funny.
Weird. This kid loves the shit out of them. So anyway, anything that made you sick, pay attention in 7 years.
Nothing really made me sick.
Yeah.
Speaking of anniversaries, though, now that you mention it, I just realized that I guess we had like our golden anniversary, which I don't know is a thing for anniversaries, but
yes,
is a thing
is.
For birthdays, because it was our 15th anniversary on the 15th.
Yes, it is.
Oh, and it went by completely like...
extra happy.
Unobserved. We don't usually like do much for our anniversary, and then like in a COVID year, like even less so, but yeah. Oh, well.
But that's awesome.
Yeah.
15 years. That's a long ass time.
Yes.
That's amazing.
It's
incredible.
And again, in COVID terms, since we've been living, you know, every day together for this past year, like really we've been married like 25 years.
Right. So that's what, that's like your silver anniversary, right?
Right.
We've got lucky number 12, baby, and silver anniversary Shandy. we had, also, I guess it was at some point Vagina Appreciation Day, so that's exciting. I'm not sure.
I think when our last episode came out.
Ah, every day.
I wish I had known.
Oh, Matt, every day is Vagina Appreciation Day.
Yeah. Which I was going to say, when our last episode came out, like that was kind of, well, no, never mind. I was going to say it was like maybe the day that someone's vagina was like working and doing something miraculous. But actually, that would have been like a week before.
Yeah.
Right? Sorry, Amanda. I don't mean to talk about your vagina in a creepy way.
That's okay. I mean, everyone's vagina is doing something miraculous every day.
Oh, that's
very true. Like, I don't know. Just existing is pretty miraculous.
Yeah. Okay, when I type in my vagina on Twitter, is a flower is not the first thing, and that really makes me sad.
That makes me sad, too.
What is the first thing?
My vagina is itchy.
Yeah.
That also checks out.
Yeah.
Oh no. Now I have to check and see what it is for me.
Okay. Yeah, this is a fun Google game that we play.
Did you say my vagina is or just my vagina?
I just typed in my vagina is, and as I was typing in
I get my vagina is itchy, dry, sore, itchy after sex, bleeding, tingling, peeling.
Ooh.
Peeling.
It's the 1, 2, 3, 4. Oh my god,
I have the same thing.
Seventh result.
That's mine too. I have dry, sore, itchy after sex, bleeding, tingling, peeling.
And if I go to, I'm feeling lucky.
Ooh.
Don't delay your care at Mayo Clinic.
Yeah, yeah, no, mine are all the same.
Oh, hi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Anyway. All right, that's what she says. Let's do that. Let's do an Andy update, and then let's go home. Okay, go home. We're all home. We're all home. We're literally all here.
All right. It's weird when we all do it that way. It feels too repetitive.
Why am I wet?
Well, looking at you on video right now, I could probably give you an answer.
That'll be the answer in like, you know, give it a couple minutes.
Dude, have you noticed that breast milk literally gets everywhere?
Everywhere.
Everywhere. Nobody tells you about that. It gets everywhere.
Sometimes it comes out her nose while she's ingesting it.
Oh, no.
So that was fun.
Oh, poor baby.
Yeah. Yeah, apparently I'm an overachiever at all things and was overproducing. So it was coming out faster than she could ingest.
Well, you know, it happens.
Yep, out the nose. Oh, out the nose. But that seems to have lightened up a little bit, huh?
All right. Well, you know.
Yeah.
Okay. It's not happening now, and it's not happening for a while.
It just got really deep.
Mm. Do we want to just pick up where we left off?
If we do have extra time at the end, I do have a couple of quick fun things for you to take us out on. Just a couple.
I do a lot of this anyway.
I'll take the snake.
I'm excited about that one.
I'm glad we were able to do it.
I did it first.
We do the jugs every 2 weeks.
We do the jugs.
It was the first time I've ever seen it, and it was awesome.
Give me a second. It's going to be worth it.
And this was a series of them all at once.
You can always send an email when this comes out, like, hey, when are you doing it?
A little lower. There, you got it.
A little to the left. Up, up.
A little
up,
to the left.
Lower, lower. That reminds me of the Monica thing, right?
Like, seven, three, four, seven.
Seven, seven.
Speaking of problematic comedies that don't hold up.
Oh, yeah.
But that joke still
does. That joke still does.
Yeah. Yeah, some of the jokes do. Dude, speaking of comedies that don't hold up, I wanted like some comfort food TV.
Yeah.
And so I started rewatching How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, I'm sure that does not hold up at all.
It's real bad.
Yeah.
I'm sure a couple of the jokes are still funny because I thought they were funny. You know what I mean? But it's I had to stop. It's that bad. And so then I switched to what should have been my comfort TV go-to in the first place, Broad City.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
Frank and I finally got into The Crown.
Oh, you know, I keep thinking about watching that, but
it's amazingly boring while it's simultaneously very fascinating and engaging.
It's got that like Downton Abbey effect where it's like, seemingly it's boring and nothing really happens, but it's so beautifully made and it's so engaging that like it.
Yeah. And young Philip looks so much like Philip. It's like, holy shit. How did they cast them?
We've got an Andy update and then we are going to call it a day.
All right. Well, Andy writes in this very last minute update in Andy's vaccination. Hey, Broads. So what's going on? Anything new? Okay, congratulations, Amanda. Eden is absolutely adorable, and I can't wait to hear your story. Quick story. The Friday before Eden's arrival, I was scrolling through the Facebook group when I saw in the announcement the Weird Sisters crossover. I was so excited, but then quickly saw the announcement was from 2019.
Oh, that's so crazy! Oh.
Wish I could offer some sage advice, but as we all know, the most common step towards parenthood has eluded me. I think we all have an idea of how hard parenting is, but the only way to know really is to actually do it. I guess my advice is to not be too hard on yourself and don't be afraid to ask for help or advice. You'll make mistakes, but you'll figure it out. Odds are there won't be some issues you'll face that Colleen or your mom or any other parents haven't faced more times than you can count. Anyway, since my last email, I received my second shot, and I can report that thankfully the side effects were minimal, just soreness around the injection site. Nice.
Yeah. Nice.
Congrats. At the risk of making a crude TWSS joke, it was less sore the second time around. It really has eased this burden we've been living under. Seeing the posts of people getting their shots and reuniting with people they haven't seen since this started is something I'll never get sick of, especially soon when I'll be one of the people reconnecting in person and doing some of the things I've so missed doing, and maybe some new things. We'll have to see. Well, that's all I got on short notice. I'm so happy for you, Amanda and Daniel, and wish Eden nothing but the best. I know you'll do great, and I can't wait to see what Eden will do. Perhaps a couple years down the road, co-hosting the broadcast, The Next Generation, with Astrid and Shemandoline.
Oh my God, I love this. Oh my God, I love it.
Yes.
Yes.
Hashtag I'm vaxxed with hers. Hashtag cancel my virginity, Andy.
Andy, that's a brilliant idea.
Loving the spinoff. It's great.
I love this idea. Oh my God, I love that idea.
Yeah. Oh, me too. I love that so hard.
I have to say though, Andy, I am totally there with you with the excitement over the vaccine, because like I've been fully vaccinated for a while, but Frank was, you know, a good few weeks behind me, if not maybe a month behind me. And so his like 2 week post second shot date is Wednesday of this week, the 5th. So like, I'm going to get my hair cut this week. I need to make an appointment to get my tattoo touched up because I kind of fucked it up in the healing process, which is the tattoo I got like a month before lockdown. So I've been waiting for that for a while.
Oh, wow.
The pool just opened and I can go, like, all the things.
Oh my gosh. That's so great. That's so great. I'm so happy for you. The haircut. I totally feel you on that. Mm. I need a haircut so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be pretty great.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
It is kind of crazy. Like, I am really excited for life to get back to normal soon.
Dude, it's crazy. And it's like, I can start to like feel it little by little. Cause like we in California, we've just been locked down for, you know, I don't know, 13 months, basically 14 months, going on 14 months.
We're in May, dude.
To varying degrees, but like basically like that we've just been in a constant state of lockdown. And so like now, restaurants are open for indoor seating, which still seems crazy to me.
Yeah.
I'm not there yet, but like it's wild to see people inside. And like I went to a bar that I haven't been to for like 14 months and sat in their outdoor space. But even that before, like it was a little bit too tight for my comfort. But now I'm like, I am fully vaccinated. Like, and honestly, like I was still a safe distance you know, people, but like I went with somebody other than Frank.
Yeah.
It's like, whoa. I went with a friend. Like, what?
Yeah. Yep.
Crazy. Yeah. Super crazy. And like, we went out for drinks also on Friday with a couple of friends. And it was like, oh, yeah. Like, it again, outside. But we're like, yeah, we can sit at the same like big brewery table outside.
Yeah.
Cause like, we're all back. Like, we're okay. It's crazy. It feels good.
Yeah. Well, it's like there's de Blasio is saying that New York City will be open, whatever that means.
Oh, fuck.
Like July 1st. And it's like, what? Well, and even like on the news today, they were saying that like things are going to start opening up in New York like next week. And it's like, a little soon.
I know it feels. Yeah. But I know at least in California, like cases are so, so down. Like,
well, because
we've gone good.
Both of your states have. Like, you know, 50% of your people have had COVID at this point.
Right, which, right.
I don't mean to laugh at, but like, you know,
true.
You've got that.
But now with like the new variants, I think.
Yeah, exactly.
It's like the new variants is what makes me like nervous, because it's like just because you had COVID already, you know, that
doesn't.
I don't think they've and maybe they have. Maybe I'm totally speaking out of turn here, but I don't think they've definitively proven.
No,
that you then couldn't get one of the other new variants.
Oh, absolutely. No, absolutely. You could still get a variant and you're not protected in the same way as if you get the vaccine. But we've done good on vaccination too. Now, I mean, I think now like nationwide, we're just going to be slowed down by the anti-vaxxers and the vaxxer hesitant people, you know, which makes me really frustrated because our herd immunity date has been pushed back by like a month now, and it will probably keep getting pushed back because people aren't getting vaccinated. But that being said, like even so in California, like recently, and I say in California, obviously it's by county. So in my county, in the past like week or two, like the playgrounds have also opened up.
Yeah.
It's like, like, you know, it's nice to see when I do my little walks in the park.
It is nice. It isn't really
It's cool. Yeah.
That's true. Actually, the playgrounds around here have opened back up. And
because there is low transmissibility amongst kids, and the vaccine trials have shown that like 100% effectiveness, which is as of right now, like is actually fucking nuts. Like, you know, like when do you get like that level of whatever? So it just goes to show you, like, I don't know, like here we are. We're on the other end of it. It's been a very long year. You're in something months.
You're in change.
You're in change. Yeah.
Jinx. Year and change, and I don't know. Here's to us all coming out of the other side, for better or for worse. At least, you know.
Amen.
Hopefully we're better, and hopefully we can, like, I don't know.
Yeah, and act for those of us who
with a little bit of solidarity around the world.
That's... Exactly. But on that note, thank you, Andy, for that email. We appreciate it. We're glad that you got it in. We are so happy to celebrate Eden joining the broadcast family. So yay!
Yeah,
yeah, so yeah. Thank you, Andy.
So beautiful. Very excited. We'll let you know when we've got that brunch finally going on. But definitely put on your calendars June 15th for the live Zoom show. It'll be the same Zoom link as always. So we hope you will join us at 9 o'clock that night. I guess we got to do a patron show. We got to do a bonus show at some point. We'll get all that out there. We promise. On that note, broadcasters3@gmail.com. If you have anything you want to call us about, 331-276-2373, we love getting voicemails. We love getting emails. We love all the feedback. Thank you to the patrons, especially the ones that contribute a certain level. That would be Tack from Tokyo, Eckhart Rigner, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with a Plan, Ed the Creepy Man, and Greg the Gray. Thank you guys so much. We appreciate it. And on that note, I guess we will see you next week. My name is Colleen.
My name is Amanda.
And I'm Shandy.
Peace out, everybody.
Bye.
Bye.